Time for a little known black history fact. George Little Chocolate Dixon, world's little first chocolate. Black boxing champ.
Little Chocolate.
While most boxing fans might know that Joe Gans was the first African-American boxer to win the world championship in 1902, the first black boxer to win a title was Canadian George Little Chocolate. Dixon. Born 1870, the 5'3" Dixon weighed around 118 pounds. Little Chocolate was a native of Africville, a settlement of freed slaves in Nova Scotia, and he won the bantamweight title in 1890. In 1891, Little Chocolate won the featherweight title.
That gets you every time.
Little Chocolate moved to Boston. Passed away in 1908. Little Chocolate was credited with creating shadow boxing.
Which is what?
Which is this.
Okay, for radio, that means.
Yeah. I'm paying somebody up. Yeah. You see this right here?
Uppercut. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He created shadow boxing. Little Chocolate.
Why do they call it shadow boxing?
Because you're boxing the shadow.
It's shadow.
You the box shadow your shadow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Wow.
Yeah.
He's
Little Chocolate.
Little Chocolate.
Man, you see Little Chocolate? More about Little Chocolate on Black America Web.
Little Chocolate. He had a son, Sybil.
What's his son's name?
Son?
Dark. And a biracial son, white.
And a daughter.
Nothing for that.
And a daughter who worked in the entertainment industry.
What was that? What was?
Sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate.
Nothing for today. Nothing for Sybil. That wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't as bad as white chocolate,
I don't need your pity drum rim shots. I'm good.
Pity rim shots?
Yeah, pity rim shots.
Give me little pity ass rim shots.
I don't need those that you give to Jay. I'm good.
But in all sincerity, Kirk Franklin is doing a little chocolate story, but they got to take the shorts up. They're too big. Nothing!
16.
What the hell?